Today's date is November 5th, 2020. My name is John Erling. Joy, would you state your full name, please?
It's Joy Harjo or Joy Harjo Sepulpa.
Sepulpa?
Mm-hmm.
Interesting.
Yeah, I'm married. It's my married name.
Have anything to do with the town of Sepulpa?
Mm-hmm. My husband's grandfather was the founder of that. They named the town after him.
Oh, we could do a whole story on that.
Mm-hmm.
Your date of birth?
May 9th, 1951.
So that makes your present age?
Just add it up. It's 69.
You know, 69. Is When I'm in this oral history business, it kind of gives me a little more confidence to ask a woman her age.
Yeah, I never wanted, I didn't ever feel like it was anybody's business. And people would always ask, and I'd say, how important is it to the story? At this point, I don't care.
Exactly, right. I'm in our office of voicesofoklahoma.com in Tulsa, Oklahoma. Where are you for this recording?
I'm in Tulsa at my apartment near the Oklahoma Jazz Hall of Fame.
And obviously, this is where you live.
Mm-hmm.
I'm asking right now about COVID. How has it affected people? It has affected me because I'm interviewing people by phone now. How has it affected you and maybe the Muscogee Creek Nation?
Well, there's a lot of it going on in the nation because a lot of people have kept up with, you know, their church and a lot of the ceremonial grounds kept going. We held off because of the COVID for safety. So there's been a lot of COVID going around. I try to stay in, although since March, I had a schedule where I was booked to be on the road almost every week, all the way through the fall. With COVID, all of those gigs got either canceled, postponed, or rescheduled as virtual events. But I've been out three times, you know, out of town. We just got back from Phoenix for a socially distanced event at the Herd. But otherwise, I'm mostly staying here in the apartment, and I have a studio over on Archer and Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard. So mostly it's I'm here or I go there, or we have some land south of Glenpool we're going to build on, and now and then I get out there. But it's kind of the space that artists live in anyway, except, you know, I miss seeing family and I miss seeing everyone. But during this time, we've released a Norton anthology. I'm one of several editors called When the Light of the World Was Subdued, Our Songs Came Through. It's doing really well. It's already in its second printing, and Oprah just picked it for a book club selection.
Yeah.
And then I just finished, along with a team at the Library of Congress from the Poetry and Library Center, another anthology called Living Nations, Living Words that highlights contemporary Native American poets. And that also has an accompanying story map that will be up online. Mm-hmm. So I've worked on that during this pandemic and finished a memoir, Poet Warrior, A Call for Love and Justice, that will be out September from Norton, and just finished tracks for a new music album with Barrett Martin, and that will be out probably this spring.
You've been really busy. Where were you born?
Tulsa.
Your mother's name, maiden name, and a little bit about her background.
Wynema Jewel Baker was her maiden name. She was born in Decatur, Arkansas, you know, right near the border of Oklahoma, Arkansas. Her dad is Desmond Baker. I don't know too much about his people. Her mother was Leona Mae Baker. Her maiden name was Evans. Her mother's name was Lena Evans. And my mother always said they were Cherokee and had an aunt. She said when she went to the funeral, they were all full-bloods there for her aunt, her mother's sister. So I found out that my mother's mother died in childbirth, but I found a marriage certificate to her husband, Tom Christian. I guess he'd be my great-grandfather, who turned out to be an enrolled Chickasaw citizen. I have the copy of their marriage certificate in the Cherokee Nation.
Hmm.
It's just that my mother is not enrolled and her mother wasn't, but she said they were Cherokee. So I've been tracking that down, and that's how I found out. And she had said both sides were Native, but I have not been able to exactly pinpoint yet.
Your father's name?
Alan W. Foster, Jr.
Of what descent was he, and where did he grow up?
Muscogee Creek. His mother, Muscogee Creek, he grew up in Okmulgee. There is a house there, 21-room house. That's where the college is now there in Okmulgee. Because there is oil money on his mom's side. They came from a lot of leaders. My great-grandfather, who I'm still close to spiritually, is Henry Marcy Harjo. His wife, or my great-grandmother, is Katie Manahwi. I guess her grandfather was Manahwi, who fought Andrew Jackson. And we're related on that side to Osceola, distantly, a distant uncle. My great-grandfather, Henry Marcy Harjo, was principal chief, an interim principal chief, and quite accomplished. That's what I know about his side.
How much of the Muscogee Creek traditions were taught to you as a child?
You know, we grew up in Tulsa, which has been confirmed that it's the Muscogee Creek Nation Reservation in an urban community with a lot of Creeks, Seminoles, Cherokees in the neighborhood. But I didn't grow up like at the ceremonial grounds.
Yeah.
Although I'm a member and I've participated now for many, many years, and family members are part of it. So I didn't grow up in the middle of the ceremonial ground tradition, nor did I grow up with the language, but I grew up knowing I was Creek and being recognized as Creek from day one.